Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Ever wish you could make a difference and reduce the suffering around the world? You can. You can be a world peace ambassador without ever leaving your home. Sounds impossible? It's called Ham Radio DXing, and that's talking to the world on ham radio, bringing the world closer, one person at a time. Like to know how? We can help. We're a nonprofit organization, and our help is free. Email me at w8hw@comcast.net. That's w8hw@comcast.net.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Now, here's the key I like is, where are you going to find the qualified person or firm? If you listen to these disclaimers.
Yes.
Because every single person in the business uses the same disclaimer. That means there is nobody on earth that knows what they're talking about.
Except me.
Uh-oh, Pastor Tom. Now, if
and I, you know better than that.
You covered your butt really quick there. I'm impressed.
But didn't they say qualified, Joe? It said qualified.
Well, you think,
there should be plenty of qualified people out there, no?
But yeah, but it's
they work over at the garage.
Oh,
at the garage.
At the garage.
It's the garage.
It says right there on their shirt, certified.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Qualified.
Qualified, certified. Good.
All right, troops, pay attention now. This is a class. You're supposed to write this phone number down. You got to keep this phone number. This is an important number. It number is 1-8. Did you have your pencil out, folks?
Okay.
If you don't, you got your pen. You know, pencils are hard.
I got my peanuts.
The crayons count. Crayons.
Get your crayon. I don't care what you've got. If you got grandkids, you should have some crayons around. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Now, the reason I'm making a big deal out of this, every once in a while, I get somebody calls up and said, Joe, you don't give us the number often enough. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to give this out plenty of the time, but I don't give it constantly.
No, we have to remind you.
One, thank you. That's one of the perks of getting old. 1-888-221-8990. Now, if you don't want to talk to us live on the radio, which is okay, you can call the station anytime, and Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number, and we'll call you back. That's the last time I'm going to tell you for 5 or 10 minutes. 1-888.
And we will remind you.
221. Pastor Tom, he sits over there. When he falls asleep, he forgets, but... 221-8990.
He's got a haircut today.
You did?
No, he does. You notice?
He needs one.
Nah.
He looks like Burl Ives again.
Oh, no.
A haircut.
He trimmed his beard.
I don't think so. No. You haven't seen him for a long time.
No, I haven't seen him in a month.
Yeah, he was much raggedier.
That's what I'm... Oh, much raggedier. Yeah, that's why I say he looks good now. He's all cleaned up.
You've heard of Raggedy Ann. This is Raggedy Andy's brother. Anyway, folks... Team Martech started on the radios, give or take, 12 years ago. 2004 is the official date that we try to remember because it was before the Francis and Jean hurricanes, and the concept is very simple. Joe Martech's a financial advisor, also called a stockbroker. I'm also a securities principal. In fact, I had a phone call the other day. Guy says, Joe, are you a fiduciary?
And you said, no, I don't think so.
Well, what, you know what I get a kick out of is you get these guys get on the radio or the TV, say, well, I'm special because I have to be a fiduciary. And I said, I hate to tell you, folks, once you get all these licenses and you do your CE, that word fiduciary is plastered all over your head, that you can only do the right thing for people. You're supposed to know the goals of the people. You're supposed to know if they can afford. You're supposed to, there's so many rules and regulations to knowing you're doing the right thing. And then what I like is one of the greatest fiduciaries in the whole country
is
a guy in sitting jail. A guy sitting in jail for the rest of his life. Bernie Madoff.
Oh, Bernie, yeah, he was a big fiduciary.
Oh, yeah, man, absolutely. Yeah. So I like, you know, you, just because a guy has this title doesn't mean he's not a crook.
That's right.
And we got a caller.
All right.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
I wanted to pick you guys' brain on health insurance.
Good
right
subject.
Right now, you know, it's all high, kind of going to high deductible. High deductible plans with the Affordable Care Act and stuff like that. My employer has all high deductible plans. They range from $1,500 deductible up to $6,450. And the monthly payment, I believe, for the $1,500 deductible is like around $460 a month, and then the $6,400 deductible ones around $130, and they offer HSAs. So I went ahead, and my family, I'm married with a 2.5-year-old, and we went with the higher deductible with the HSA. So yes, I'm putting money in my HSA account. My family right now, we want to have another baby. We want to expand our family. I did a rough cost analysis on how much it would roughly cost with the insurance that I have right now, and it was going to be just shy of around $10,000.
Sounds like Obamacare to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I want to ask you is, do you know of any other health insurance provider that can really help the young people out? They're expanding our families too, married people and people that work.
Here's a question. Let me ask you that. You're working, correct?
Yes, sir.
Is your wife working?
Yes. She works part-time as a server.
Okay, now, here's an idea. You have a group plan right now through your employer. I'm not 100% positive of this, but you might contact Humana and or Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Explain what you just explained to us and see if she can stand alone under the program based on her income, and you keep your program, and she might have a program that would cost tremendously less because of her income. You need to just check that out. You understand what I'm saying? Here, you're making too much money, so they're not going to be kind to you. But on the other hand, you got the employer program, but she's working part-time as a server. If she has annual income of, let's say, $20,000 a year, she might be able to get a health plan that really takes care of the baby and her and all kinds of stuff. And then there's some other benefits that she might end up with because of the income. You just need to do, and this is not one of my strengths, but Vince and I both, Vince does it from a tax standpoint. He has to know what happens to people all the time.
Well, you know, the caller, do you file a joint tax return with your wife?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think that the if you go on the exchange, for example, they're going to base it on the family income.
But why don't they do this? Why don't he can do an amended return? He can file single. They can file married separate. You know what I'm trying to say is, if you get a good agent, and don't listen to me and don't listen to Vince, but tell the truth to the Blue Cross Blue Shield agent and a Humana agent, and maybe you can file separately, married separately. And maybe she could get a tremendous amount more coverage because of her lack of income, rather than putting the two of you together. But it's the only one of the things is this Obamacare system. it really has a bunch of people that get a double-edged whammy, because if they make not enough but too much, all of a sudden there's no help. There's no help to you.
Yeah, that's where I'm having a hard time, justifying, having another child, just because, it's $10,000.
Hey, I'm trying to say, the only way I would do it is I would ask them, but remember to ask this question. If they want a tax return, what if you file married, filing separate, and if he says, well, that'll work, we can take her only, we need to see last year's tax return. Well, go back, call somebody like Vince, CPA, and say, okay, fine, I want to refile, not married. Can you do that, Vince?
No.
Well, gee whiz, you're no help.
Now, once you file married joint, you're stuck with that.
So it'd be for next year.
Yeah.
So what happens is, okay. You'd have to wait. Okay, so she can't get pregnant until next year.
Right.
Or have the baby born next year. No? Anyway, I think it's going to be based on a tax return, so you're going to have to wait till next year.
Yeah.
So what would the tax return do with insurance, though? Because even if I have the ability to take my wife off of my insurance, but she still has to be insured. So I'm just getting confused on what the taxes have to do with the insurance.
No, what Joe's, I think, well, you can explain it better than me. You said it, but I think you're saying is separate the two. Instead of a joint where it would be based on combined incomes, Joe's suggesting you file separately so that it would be just based on hers.
Hey, Joe, aren't you talking about it if he's going through the health care exchange of Obamacare?
He has no matter what you do, all the rules are based on Obamacare now. I don't care if you go through United, I don't care who you go through, they have to comply with the rules.
Right.
Now,
of those rules, this is what I'm thinking that you're getting at. Because of the rules of Obamacare and the way the health care company, whether it's United or
whatever,
Blue Cross or whatever, that health care company is going to look at
the tax return
and how it's filed to base the amount of your health care coverage.
Premium. So what I'm trying to
not
say,
not only coverage but the premiums.
The
and
premiums
based on your income, you get a subsidy.
That's right.
There you
and
go.
The less income you have, the more subsidy you get.
I think I know somebody that's living on Social Security. They're getting $1,100 or $1,200 a month, and they pay $20 a month for Obamacare, and they got a great plan. So literally, stay legal, do it exactly right according to the system. But if there's a loophole in the system that helps you make this baby more affordable, I would certainly explore it. But the best thing to do, the two courses I would go to, one is Humana and the other one is Blue Cross Blue Shield. And I'm saying you can go to any company, but both of these are pretty broad spectrum types of coverages.
Okay, so file separately, have my wife go find her own insurance plan, possibly with a subsidy, and then that way it'll drive the cost lower.
Yes, and you might be able to get more coverage, and I don't understand the $10,000 deductible. The highest deductible I heard of is around $6,500 that you were talking about.
Yeah,
it's 60 per person.
$6,400 deductible, and then my plan goes to an 80-20.
Okay, so
and then from it goes 80-20 to a max family out of pocket of like $13,000.
Okay, so now I understand what you're saying. What you might be able to do is work around that. Yeah, I know you got your your health care. What do you call it?
HSA.
Yeah. But you would keep that separate for you. What I'm trying to say is if they have these programs that are more like an HMO, PPOs for people that fit this slot based on income, she might be able to get more coverage. And they might not have as big a deductible strictly for the baby, and you wouldn't have an 80-20 either. So I would just make some phone calls and get some information on that.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm reaching out just because I'm really needing help with this. And I know a lot of young people, in my age group that really want to expand the family, they don't know the proper way of doing things. They're just kind of following the system, and they're paying outrageous amount of money to expand their family and getting more and more into debt.
One of the biggest problems with Obamacare, the system was supposed to bring in young people to help pay for the others, and it's not working. And there are the monster gaps in this thing, and we're all hoping it'll get amended. But by the time it gets amended, you might have a teenager.
So maybe we should wait till November, and Obama will be out of there.
Well, he will be out. But what happens? Whoever gets in next time is going to have to amend this whole health care program, which I'm all in favor of. But in the meantime,
they replace it.
Yeah,
they got to replace it with something.
They got to replace it with something.
And but you know, that's the political challenge. It's of the new president and the new Congress.
Yeah. So anyway, I would still, in the meantime, I would contact both of those two major carriers and see if, based on loopholes, they can find a way for you to get around this thing to make it palatable, so you don't have to wait till you have teenagers to get started.
Okay.
All right, my man. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye. Appreciate
Take care.
Thank
you. Welcome.
Thank God.
Same
bless
to
you too. Well, at least you wrote the number down. That was good.
That's good.
Yeah.
This thing is really. I mean, I feel for this caller because you're talking 10,000. You know, in my day when we had our kids, we paid practically nothing. The corporations paid it. They got benefits for. You know, we got the benefits.
I know.
Today,
this system has really been abysmal.
And compiled the problem. I heard a rumor just this week that Blue Cross gave 30-day notice and they're out.
Well, United has pulled out of some states.
And United Healthcare said that come January,
they're out of the
they're
exchange.
Out. Yeah, they're not the exchange.
The system does not work. It needs to be amended. Now, even Obama, in defense of him, the only thing that I'm impressed with is the fact that he got this thing implemented, which is amazing, but it was such an abysmal program. He has come up and said, hey, he wouldn't mind if it got amended. But it's not on the agenda now because he's a lame duck president. He doesn't have any time left to get it done. So
he has no incentive to do it.
No incentive.
I think the next administration will have to.
They have to. There's going to be so much upheaval because it's just not a fair system at all. Anyway, concept of the group, again, was pretty simple. The object was to put together local professionals with experience, with credibility, with integrity, good people, to help people. So literally, that's what we've been able to do. None of us work together, meaning we don't use the same offices, we don't share commissions, we don't share fees. When I wanted to start putting the radio shows together, or literally, I felt it my responsibility to help my clients, so I would need a CPA. Well, Vince is not only a CPA, he's a forensic CPA. He used to teach university level.
But not at Columbia.
Which is an in-house joke, folk. Don't pay attention to it. And then Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Well, Dan, in my opinion, is the premier insurance agent on the Treasure Coast. He's got between 80 and 100 different companies. I don't care what kind of insurance it is. This man can shop and get people the best deal. And we've had magnificent stories from people, one right after another, including people on this show. Greg Fasula, attorney. Probably the only attorney in the world I'd like to have as a next door neighbor. He's just a flat good guy, good heart. He's patient. He's understanding. He's not arrogant, not pretentious. He's competent, and he's a good person. I got a client recently that Vince came in with 10 pounds of trust documents. You know, you know how some attorneys do.
Yep.
And of course, they overpay for these. They weigh them rather than, you know.
Well, they get paid by the pound.
Paid by the pound. And she asked me to go through them to figure out what they said. So I did, and I made a one-page synopsis. And she said, well, that's not what I wanted. And I said, well, you know, I'm just telling you, I'm not an attorney. I'm not charging for this. But when I went through it, that's what I found. So I said, you got to go back to either the same attorney or a different one. She said, well, I got a free go back to the attorney that did it. And I said, don't you love that word, free go back? Uh-huh.
Free go back. All right.
Uh-huh.
That person's still around?
Uh-huh, right. I don't believe it for a second, but that's okay. She said, well, when I'm done with him, I'm going to go to Greg because, she said, I went in to see Greg a year ago about something, talked to me for a half an hour, an hour, and I said, how much do I owe you? And he goes, nothing. And she goes, why not? He says, you'll be back. Point is, he doesn't charge you to talk at the beginning. If you hire him to do something, then obviously he's going to come up with a price. But he's more than fair, more than fair. He's done magnificent things for lots of people. Other members of the group, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, Hardest working realtor in the business, been around since 1978, and for a girl that's only 30 years old, that's really hard to do, but she managed to pull it off if you ask her. Anyway, she knows every street in Martin and St. Lucie County. When it comes to all the words that are new and old in the real estate business, she knows them. Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. How do you can buy a house with a reverse mortgage? How you can have a no money down mortgage? VAF, you name it, the man knows his stuff. And within 15 minutes, you get him on the phone, hasn't cost you a nickel, he'll let you know where you stand. He'll run a credit report immediately and let you know where you stand. Whereas you go into a bank, it might take you 2 weeks or a month to find out yes, no, or maybe, where he'll tell you yes, no, or maybe within 15 minutes. So the concept of the group is very simple. We're either here to make you money, that's me, or save you money, which Vince Rizzino, CPA, I'm telling you right now, when it comes to starting a business, closing a business, formulating partnerships.
Dissolving
them. How many times have we had people, and they start talking about this new business, what do you think? And I'll say, well, hey, the first person to talk to is not me. You got to go to Vince and let him go through the numbers, because can you believe this, Vince, that not everybody tells the truth when they're selling a business?
It's mind-boggling,
yeah. Right?
I would never believe anybody would lie.
I know. But you think they might make a mistake, a clerical error?
Definitely. They make mental mistakes.
$200,000 worth sometimes.
Brain malfunctions.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
Sins of omission.
Sins of omission.
Point is that very often this business has all this great income, but it doesn't report any. Well, it's a bit of a dichotomy between these two statements. So literally, this is important stuff. There's people that say, well, it's a cash business, I don't report it. Well, that's really a wonderful thing. Nothing like going into something where you know you're cheating the government up front.
Hello,
let's just go. Let's go straight to jail. Don't pass go.
And don't collect $200.
Jeez. Anyway, the concept of the group is local professionals with a long time in business. I hope to die here, just not necessarily soon, even though I am the senior member of the group, which really upsets me.
You're very senior.
I'm very senior. That. Yeah, you know, you look old, but, you know, I am.
That's it. I look it, but I'm not. You look it and you are.
This is not a pretty picture. Yeah, but Tom looks older than anybody.
Well,
no, he doesn't. Tom looks younger. He got that haircut.
He doesn't have a haircut. He just combed it.
Oh, no.
He combed it straight back, and he's got that headphone on that's holding it down. You know,
earphones covering it up.
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Now, today's a really good day to call in with questions about money. Let's talk money. 401ks, IRAs, 457s.
Yeah.
SEP
IRAs. 403s.
403Bs.
403Bs. SEP IRAs.
There's probably, 10 or 15 categories for deferred money for retirement plans?
Probably. You know better than I.
No.
I know the major categories that they fall under tax-wise, but there are variations within, like the 401 IRC code has got a whole bunch of different things.
Hey, here's a question. Let's talk about this. This came up last week or this week. Somebody's working, making $65,000 a year, has a 401k.
Right.
Can they go and have a Roth IRA also?
Yes.
Okay. Now, but aren't there income limits?
Yes, there are.
But it's like 150?
No. It's pretty high now. I think it's somewhere around 190,000 of joint income on a joint return.
Yeah.
Then you get phased out. You can do nothing.
Now, if it's joint, it causes a problem. Then you might have to file separately if you want to do both.
No, because they just split the thing.
They flip
in half.
It over. They don't care?
No.
Okay. So if you're making this kind of money and you're a woman, you best find a guy without a job. Is that what you're saying?
I don't get involved with affairs of the heart.
Are you looking?
I'm looking for the woman with money. This is good. It was like that one young lady that called in. Do you remember this show we had? And they were going to get married, and he's working, she's working, they're saving, they're buying a house, they're doing everything right. And I said, well, dump them and marry me then, you know.
I don't know, no soliciting on the air.
I know. I didn't mean it, but I kind of. Anyway, the whole concept is there's all kinds of different rules that come up with saving money. I had another one, Vince, and we talked about this sometime in the past. Young woman, 35 years old, has two little kids, and she's talking about a college saving plan. So I said, well, my favorite one is still the Florida prepaid, quite honestly. But then I said, you know, the truth is, if you take a Roth IRA, if you're working, and you can put $5,500 aside each year for that one child, and that money is not tax deductible, but 18 years down the road, 15 years down the road, 100% of that money has no tax to it. You can use it for that kid's education. And that way, if the child doesn't go to school, becomes a deadbeat, a druggie, who knows what, that money's tax-free for you. You can, yeah. you can use it.
It's tantamount to a gift, so you got to look at that. I mean,
well, it's big that numbers. Money that's in that account, is it subject to an age requirement before you can draw it out?
Yes, but here comes the thing. Sometimes you can have some restrictions that allow you to take the money out under certain circumstances.
Without a
penalty. Not on a Roth, though.
Not on a Roth. Well, no. Well, yes.
Yeah, Roths are not taxable generally when they come out. So, you don't have any required minimum distribution.
But can you take it out for before your child's 59, education?
Before 59 and a half?
No.
I don't think so.
No. But the key is this, though. If you've got this asset at 59, you know, I'm just trying to say, given time, 20 years, if you're 35 now, 20 years would make you 55. All you need is four more years to get that money out. There's all kinds of different ways to work around the system, student loans or whatever it might be, and then that money could be used to pay those off.
Offsetting that is a lot of the people today are waiting a little longer to get married anyway.
Yeah.
So they may not get married till in their late 20s or 30s. And
there's all kinds of little nuances that once you have the circumstances and you can put together a plan or a program, it makes sense. Anyway, and when people talk about this and you hear about it, but you can roll over tax-free an existing 401k into an IRA. What's the difference? There really is no difference. A 401k means your employer put it together and you put money in that you don't pay tax on. It's tax deferred. And your employer sometimes will match a certain amount,
right,
which is the greatest thing in the world because it's 100%.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And then that has investments inside of it that you're allowed to go into. Now, here comes another subject, and this happens regularly. People say, well, I don't know what I'm invested in. How often do we hear that, especially in a 401k? And I'll say, well, show me your statement because it'll normally show us what they are.
Yeah, it should.
But a lot of them say, okay, we have a 5-year, 10-year, 15-year, 20-year, and 25-year programs, and those denote what kind of investments you're in. So I had one this last week, and the program they had her in was heavily loaded with bonds. Now, folks, bonds right now are a bit dangerous because this is another rule called interest rates go up, bonds go down.
You're talking about principal value of the bonds.
Actual value of the bond.
Yeah.
Interest rates go up, value of the bonds.
And tell them why that's so, Joe.
Well, this is an interesting, it's like forest and the trees. But let's just use an example. Vince and I go buy one bond for $1,000. But because I don't have the money, I've only got $500, we become partners. We both own this bond. And let's just say it pays 5%, which is pretty hard to find today, but let's just say they did. Now, a year goes by, and Vince says, Joe, I don't like you anymore. I want you to buy me out of my half of that bond and say goodbye. And I said, okay, Vince, let me go check and see what bonds are pay, what interest rate. Well, all of a sudden, the new ones, ours is paying 5%, but the new ones are paying 6%, right?
Right.
So I want to go find Pastor Tom, and I say, hey, Tom, I got this bond paying 5%, but you can get a new one paying 6%. Why don't you
just buy mine because, we're friends.
Yeah, because I'm a friend, and Tom says, you're not that good a friend. I can go get 6 for the same amount of money. Why would I get 5?
I'll give you 5.
Well, what happened is I have to discount it enough to give you a 6% yield.
Yep, equivalent.
The equivalent. Yeah. So that $500 is maybe only worth $400 now. Point is, or maybe worth $700 I've got to pay
interest rates go down
to get the yield that I could get for the $500. Here's the key I'm trying to say. People that have money in 401ks right now and they're in bonds, and the odds are extremely good. Interest rates cannot go down because they're at rock bottom. Over a period of the next 5 or 7 years, they should go up. And as they go up, the value of that account is going to go down. So I told these people, I said, hey, I don't care if you do business with me, but if I were you, inside of your account, you can be in T-bills that are paying 1.5%. Hey, and that is not going to change much in value. If anything, that might even actually be a better deal. It's like a money market account. At least you're making something.
Except if the feds raise rates, Joe, which they keep threatening.
But the key is, it's you can move the money right now into something else. Would I be in stock? You know, here back again. And I had this question come up again. Let's say I'm going to work for 20 more years. Well, there's no reason not to be in these stock funds, because in 20 years, the roller coaster will go up and down 2 or 3 or 4 times. And historically, the S&P 500 has averaged between 8 and 10% a year long term. Back in the 90s, we were making 20, 25% a year for 7 or 8 years. It was wonderful. Now, last 2 years, nothing. And I don't expect this year to do anything, because the economy is such that companies are not growing. If companies aren't growing, the value of their stock doesn't go up. So literally, your time horizon makes a ton of difference where you're invested.
When you have a 401k through your employer, when you open that account, don't they allow you to choose how that money is invested?
Not only then, you can change your mind as often as you want within whatever the rules are.
But can't you put part of it in stock, part of it in bonds, yeah, usually, part of it in a T-bill or whatever?
Usually they ask you to tell them, A, what percentage of your pay do you want to have put into this every pay period? Mm-hmm. And then you get an option as to what funds you choose out of the multiple that they have.
But you can manage it over the life of the account yourself.
Oh, sure you
absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely.
And that's what a lot of people forget, and they come to you guys and they say, I don't even know what I'm invested in, because it was so long ago that they haven't looked at it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Everything is easy once you know it. There's only 30,000 different investments out there. There's no such thing as one person knowing all of them. But mutual funds basically are what makes up the dominant of in a 401k, which means you're diversified into a whole bunch of different things. But if you're into, let's say, European stocks Oriental stocks or whatever it might be. Well, if those economies are bad, or South American stocks, if the economies are bad, your values could go way down. So you have to think and understand what you're doing. And if you don't, then you should get even more conservative. You know, just if you're in cash, you don't make, you don't lose. If you're in bonds, if interest rates are going up, your values are going to go down. If you're into stock funds and you've got 20 or 30 years, the S&P 500 is 500 of America's blue chips. That's the benchmark. That's what everybody hears about. It's a really smart, easy one to go in. The Dow is 30 companies. S&P 500 is 500.
Except for Joe, you really have two things working against you as an investor, right? Don't you have inflation is one thing.
Right.
And the lack of purchasing power. And this risk-reward thing. So if you're going into cash, you don't get much to begin with.
No,
but you really have a greater risk than you think.
Well, you have inflation.
Because of the inflation risk. Yeah. And I think the inflation risk these days is higher than most people realize.
Well,
not only inflation, but the devaluating of
the dollar,
of currency. Another country devaluates their currency, and it affects
the country
that you're living in.
Well, exactly. I'm referring to all that in this inflationary business.
Yeah. Well, that amounts to is this. When people say to me today, Joe, I mean, like I was talking to a fellow today, he says, I'm 78. How much time do I have? I don't have time 20 years to weather the storm.
You don't know, he may.
I said, what do you do? And I said, Doug, I've known the guy for a long, long time. I said, that's where I got into these debt instruments that are paying 5 and 6% interest. We're not in common stock. We don't own the company. A debt instrument is, I loan Tom $10,000. That's a debt instrument. Tom signs a note and he says, Joe, I agree to pay you interest every 3 months, and then I'm going to pay you off in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. That is a house note, car note.
And there's different kinds of debt, Joe. There's funded debt, right, with companies where they actually put the money aside to pay off the principal when due.
And then
there's unsecured.
Point becomes, if you have a utility that says, I'm going to pay you 5 or 6% interest, you feel pretty good.
Those are unique, though. Those are quasi-governmental entities anyway.
But those are nice.
Those utilities. Oh, yeah, they're very nice.
Those are the ones that make me the happiest. Now, Tom is pointing at the wall, and I'm not sure what he means. Am I looking at the clock that
phone
doesn't
number,
work anymore?
Phone number. Let me give you that clue, Joe. Phone number.
Tom, what's the... Hey, we're paying you the big bucks to be the producer here.
You are.
He is. He's producing a finger.
That's why I was giving you directions.
1-888-221-8990. You're supposed to have written this down at the beginning of the show, but Tom is saying nobody listens to me anyway.
Let me add that to your tab.
No, but they may have been driving, Joe, when they weren't been able to write down.
Use your Bluetooth.
So if someone out there had a question right now about a dead instrument, they could call the station and you would answer the question.
Yes, very good, Tom.
And the number would again be?
Hang on, I got my glasses on. I don't need them. I can see it without them. 1-888-221-8990. Luckily, it's in big print on the wall.
There you go.
1-888-221-8990. So very often what I talk to people, because the market is in a flux, no different than this young man that called in about Obamacare is in a flux. There's a whole bunch of things right now that are in a flux.
Yeah.
That for the last year and a half, the market has really stayed stagnant. It hasn't done a thing. And it technically is like it was before the recession, and we've just been sitting here now. And I'm a bit concerned with short-term money about telling people to get in the market. So we've been staying in debt instruments that are paying 5 and 6% interest. So anybody that wants to get information about these things, there'd be a good time to call 1-888-221-8990.
And what about those callable features, Joe, in these debt instruments? How does that work?
Well, there's two pieces of bad news. One of them is they can be called. Called means they can take your money and leave. The ones that I'm using today have call features that go out 2 to 5 years.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's good.
They don't get.
So if you could lock it, you're basically saying you'd be
locked in for two to five years. Anyway, let's have another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Good afternoon. My question concerns a real estate situation.
Okay.
I am downsizing my home, and the equity I have in my home, I was thinking of purchasing a smaller place, which is, it happens to be a townhome.
Okay.
And this townhome is owned by a person that's out of country, a foreign person.
Okay.
And so my realtor advised me there's it's FIRPTA, FIRPTA. Situation with the taxes on it, if I should buy it, but it should fall on the owner because it's under $300,000, and I didn't have peace about this situation and about purchasing this townhome. I wasn't clear on the taxes and if I should be responsible for it later.
Here's the reality. Whoever does the closing, let's say it's an attorney or a title company. You take ownership today at noon. Anything that happened before that, if the title insurance company issues a title policy that protects your ownership, anything that might be a lien or whatever is going to be excluded unless they say there's a potential that would come up. So I really am not too concerned about a foreign national owning a piece of real estate and worried about their taxes. Vince, come on, this is a...
No, I don't know the answer to her question because I have not had a situation like that where a foreign national was selling. I think what she might be referring to, and I could look into this for her, is a withholding requirement. There may be a withholding requirement.
From the seller's standpoint, from the buyers.
Yeah. So they may want to hold back part of the proceeds, not her, right?
No.
His. In order that the taxes are paid potentially. And that's the only thing I could think of. It wouldn't affect her.
It wouldn't affect you as a buyer whatsoever. So literally, your realtor, let me just say this. If you put in a contract, an offer, and it's accepted, in that contract, it would state very clearly that any liens, debts, whatever, on that thing, they have to deliver you a clear title. If they can't deliver you a clear title, you're not going to buy it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So I don't see that as a concern at all. Now, the realtor might be being very conscientious, which is good, but your responsibilities have only to do with you as the buyer, not as the seller, unless if you came up because you're wonderful and you say, hey, whatever the responsibilities are for the seller, I accept, which I don't think anybody in their right mind would do that.
No.
Right. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Any attorney that does real estate closings, and literally, see, an attorney normally, when it comes to a real estate closing, gets paid by the title insurance. They don't usually charge a fee on top of it, at least the ones that I've recommended in the past. And you could call any real estate attorney and skip the realtor right today or tomorrow and say, hey, do you do real estate closings? And they say yes, and say, okay, I'm buying this from a foreign national, and we want to make sure there's title insurance. Do I have any liability if they have a problem? And I don't think you would.
I don't see it.
But that would be the title
seller may have a problem.
The seller may have a problem.
They may have a problem, yeah. They may have withholding requirements.
But the title insurance company, they're going to issue you a title with title insurance that guarantees you own it. Subject.
Now, if he had a problem that he couldn't resolve prior to closing, then the deal wouldn't close.
The deal wouldn't close because they've got to deliver you a good title, and the insurance company, the title insurance company, or the attorney is going to write the policy, and they're going to protect you.
Thank you.
All righty.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Carla.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you. Yeah, that's an
interesting and unusual situation with that.
I'm surprised a realtor would bring that up.
As I say, so unless it's a withholding issue, and I'm not familiar with the withholding issues on.
Well,
the
maybe the seller was wanting someone to assume that tax liability.
That could be.
Yeah,
that could
maybe
be.
That's part of the
Let's
deal.
Do another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Hello.
I'm on the radio.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, as opposed to through the radio.
You're on. You're on live. We're listening.
Yeah, I had some questions about investing.
Okay.
What would be a good alternative for a Christian to invest in a long term but low, not a high risk portfolio?
How old a man are you, sir?
I'm 35.
Okay. Married?
No, single.
Okay. And are you looking to save money for retirement, or are you looking to just have money available that's giving you some kind of return that you can buy a house with or buy a car with or whatever?
Well, what I'm looking for is a low profit but short-term investment that would yield not enough to buy a house, of course, but just enough to sustain my investments that I have right now, not long-term, but short-term.
So he's trying to preserve capital.
So here's what happens. This is what I was just talking about a minute ago, are these debt instruments, which are basically short-term things. They're 100% liquid. You can buy it today, sell it tomorrow. But they are not common stock. They are interest-bearing. It's like going to the bank and you get a savings account that pays you a quarter of 1% or less than that. These are paying 5 and 6%. All I do is this. I get you information on it. You take a look at it. The good news is on these that they pay interest every 3 months. The bad news is you got to pay me. Number two, can you imagine working for free? I mean, I've tried to figure out how to be a philanthropist without money, but haven't figured that out. The second thing is some of these can be called, meaning they can tell you to take your money back. And the ones that I'm using are between 2 and 5 years long before they can possibly tell you you have to take it. But in the meantime, if you want to take them, there's no penalties. You can cash them in anytime.
Well, my points on investing on a Christian perspective is that Christians do not belong in the marketplace due to the influctuation of the marketplace. I feel it's a liberal. Anything in the market, as far as stocks and bonds, is more geared towards the liberal as opposed to a Christian.
Well, let me give you this. Number one, this is not in the market. You're not in stock. Back again. I loan you $10,000. You're going to pay me back that $10,000 within a period of time. It's called a note. This is what I'm talking about. These are notes that are some of the biggest utilities, some of the biggest household names. They're 100% liquid. You don't own the company. You're not in common stock. You're not in bonds. You are in a debt instrument. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You gave your name and number to Connie when you called in. What I'll do is this. Off the air, not necessarily today, but maybe tomorrow we'll talk, and I'll try to get you some information on this stuff that you can study. This type of thing, I'm not against people being in the market. I think at a young guy like you, you might want to be, but there's certain kinds of investments that are more Christian-oriented than others, and we need to do a little bit of research to make you comfortable with what you might want to do.
Well, I mean, for me, I would rather do low profit or low,
low risk.
Low risk, but not even concerned about profit. It's just I would not want to lose.
Don't want to lose your
money
print.
That I invested.
So let's talk about these debt instruments that are 5% and 6%. This is exactly what we're talking about. It's a decent return. You're never going to hit a home run and make 18 or 20 or whatever, but you're not in risk. So that might work for you real well.
Can I ask a question? Who really makes 18 to 20? Well, I mean, is it like the previous guys from Enron?
No, yeah, I mean. No, but let me talk to you real quick about that, because there are have you heard of this real estate investment trust? Have you heard of that word?
I've heard of in real estate.
Okay.
Nothing more.
There
than
are
that.
Some real estate companies that have this money in trust, and they have to pay out 90% of the profits because that's the way the trust is set up. And a lot of them are paying 10, 15, 20%. That's the dividend rate. But they could go out of business. You could lose your money if they, you know, that's because you're in risk. But point becomes, are there good times to be in real estate and bad times to be in real estate? Well, of course there are. So what you have to
it's Marxism.
You have
there's every 10 years. Yeah.
Well, and then there's nothing. Yeah. You kind of hit that anyway. I got your name and number. We're going to get you some information and I'll get back to you tomorrow. Does that sound okay?
Okay, sound great.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
1-888-221-8990. 888. Tom, you're sitting there looking happy today.
What do you mean? I'm always happy.
That's not true, but I like it. I like it. You just look happy. Burl Ives always look happy, too. You know what? Of course, he's dead now. I don't think he looks happy anymore.
He is happy, though.
Yeah, he probably is. It depends.
He's happy he doesn't have to put up with Joe.
1-888-221-8990. So what I was just talking to this young man about is something that works very well for people that are looking for short-term money.
Well, not looking for short-term. Yeah, short-term, but he's looking for capital preservation.
Yeah.
He's willing to concede a return.
Yeah.
For
capital
security.
Preservation.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's what this
that's
does.
That's all he's looking for.
So, like, when I look at people once in a while, very often when I talk about this, they say, well, Joe, I've heard of things that pay more. What do you have that pays more? Because the greed comes in.
Yeah.
And, hey, but the key is, let's talk more education.
Okay.
Words stops and limits.
Right.
Stops and limits. Have you heard those words, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking speed limit. I'm not talking stop signs.
You're talking about the stops and the limits in the stock market.
Very good.
He's good.
I'm impressed. Now, did I teach you this?
No.
Nope.
Well, I got
no, I learned this some time ago. You got a call coming.
Oh, you're trying to ignore me now.
I'm trying to get off the hook.
It's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi. I'm getting ready to retire in a year.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Boy, it's been a long one.
I know.
But I was wondering if I should take my 401 and pay my house off or take my retirement from my work and pay the house off.
Here's your problem. Right now you're working and you're making money and you're paying tax, correct?
Right.
Now, if you cash in any portion of that 401k or that retirement plan, you now become instantly subject to tax on top of your tax rate you're already in. So let's say you're in a 20% tax rate now because you're making a decent amount of money. You could bump that up to 30 or 35 without too much effort if you took out too big a chunk of money.
Right.
And I look at this. you can get mortgage rates, interest rates today in a 3% and 4% range. Why would I pay off a 3% or 4% if I could make 5% or 6% on my money, and I'm not into a tax problem? Now, go down the road when you're officially retired and you're living on only Social Security and that retirement income, you could now take out portions of that retirement income. This is where an accountant comes in handy, and he'd say, hey, as long as you stay below a certain threshold, you're going to pay very little tax or no tax. But while you're working, I certainly wouldn't even give it one thought in the world to pay off your house with that money, because you're going to lose, you could lose 25, 30, 35% of that money in tax.
And okay, that's where my interest is at 4%, 4.25%. So
thank you. Yep, that's a really good number. When you get ready to get close to retirement, you talk to me, and then we start doing more planning based on what your projected income is going to be.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
Couldn't she wait until after she retired, and then out of that 401k, instead of cashing it out, the CPA would tell her, well, you can draw $20,000 out this year and put that on the house, reduce the debt, and pay off the house quicker, but not maybe all at one time.
That's the point that Joe's making, is that you don't want to take too much out where it puts you in another bracket, so you want to manage that, particularly where you're below the 70.5 threshold where you need to take required minimums. But if you're not required to take anything out, then you want to manage it properly.
Well, let's use an example here. Married couple, they're both retired now, and they're living on Social Security. And let's say that they get $3,000 a month Social Security between the two of them.
Okay.
They really, if that's all they had for income, they have no tax.
They have no tax.
Now, they make another $15,000 a year between the two of them in, let's say, passive income, which means from their IRAs or banks or who cares what, stock account. Right. They still don't have a taxable income.
No. I mean, they'd have to probably come up somewhere in the $20,000, $25,000 range before that they'll have
before any, they start paying.
Stop paying.
So literally, what I was trying to go with her, she might be able to take $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 out after she's retired, pay down the house that year, and do the same thing the next year and the same thing the next year.
Then the house is paid off and she didn't have the taxes.
And she didn't have a tax.
Sure, that's right. She may have either no tax or a low tax. She may have had a tax at a 15% bracket.
Then the other side of the coin is, and I've seen people do this, say if I'm paying 4% interest, but I can make 6-7%, why would I
take it out?
Why would I take the 4? You have to weigh these different options, but when you're working, it's a whole different ballgame, because let's say between her and her husband, they're making $75,000 or $1,000 a year. You don't want to take money out because all of a sudden you're into a big tax.
Exactly.
Problem.
You could be up at 25-28% easily.
Yeah, easy.
And it's a big chunk. Fortunately, here in Florida, we only have the feds to worry about.
Yeah.
Those states with income
But if you
taxes,
make too much money, they start taxing your, they charge more money on for Medicare tax.
Especially if you're on the exchange or something like that. Or even with Medicare, if you make over $250,000 combined, you got an extra 3.8%.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, boom.
1-888-221-8990. Our producer here, extraordinaire. Pastor Tom keeps pointing at the wall. I mean, you're big with words.
I'm losing it. I'm pointing at the wall.
You're pointing at all the walls. 1-888-221-8990. How much time we have left?
I might start bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. Well, you know, when
we've got about 5 minutes left.
You know what happens when I show up here and Tom sees me? He starts breaking out in a sweat. Now, you realize, Tom, if I came in every day, you'd probably lose weight.
I'm going to lose about, 185 in about 10 minutes.
Hey, how come you guessed my weight right? 1-888-221-8990. Now, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, by the way, you can call the station anytime. Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number, and we'll call you back. But any questions you might have, and that was a good one, about paying off a house
and
taking money out.
No question. That's a good strategy.
Yeah. You've got to look at both sides of the coin and the tax. See, normally, I'm a big believer in having a house free and clear. But if you have to take money that's subject to tax to do it, you got to be very careful.
Yeah.
Because you might be donating another $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 in tax that you don't have to, to save what? Just your stomach, to make your stomach feel better.
Now, the only flip side to that, Joe, is depending on how much income you earn or how many deductions you have, you might lose the interest deduction anyway on the mortgage.
You might
lose it.
Yeah.
So in that case, you may want to pay it off quicker than you're not.
But as long as you're not making your income tax bracket go up, you got to be careful. The whole thing is here comes where a good tax man can help.
Oh, yeah.
Do we know anybody? CPAs?
I know a couple.
Yeah, you know, guys named Rosino or something like that.
Vincent.
Hey, caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hello, it's Henry Flores calling. I was just hearing the show how you were talking to some other guy about you were giving advice on the stock market and all that stuff, and I've really been researching into that because it's not of a bad interest and it could really help me out, I think. And at first I was I wasn't feeling too good about getting into it because many things I heard, but I had spoke with one of my advisors, and he told me about the verse that about when they built their foundation on the bricks and on sand, and when the rain comes and one stays strong. But I wanted to know if you have time or whenever you can call, if you give me a little more advice.
Yes, I'll tell you what we do. You gave your name and number to Connie. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to probably give you a call tomorrow and we'll talk about that. But here's what somebody was saying was the foundation, if you make it on something very solid and you don't take undue risk, you're not going to hit a home run and make these high returns. But on the other hand, you have very low risk for returning. Let's just take, where's your safest money? In the bank. How much does the bank pay? Nothing. Okay, maybe 0.25%, 0.5%, maybe 1%. There are other things that can pay 5 or 6% that, in my opinion, are just about as safe because you're dealing with some of the biggest companies in the world and utilities, et cetera. And your foundation is very strong. Then if you get too much money, which is a wonderful problem, you can say, hey, let me take a portion of that and put it into something that might be higher risk but might have a higher reward. We were going to lead into it, and I'm going to talk about it on the next show, which is called Stops and Limits, where we can protect the money that in case things go bad, it automatically will sell and sometimes automatically will buy if the price is right. Absolutely. So we'll talk about that next week on the show. But in the meantime, Henry, what we'll do, I've got your name and number. We'll give you a call tomorrow and we'll try to counsel you the best we can to make sure you end up with where you want to go. Does that sound good?
Yep, thank you. And also, what time will it be the next show?
Our show is every Wednesday at 4 p.m.
4 to 5.
4 p.m., all right.
Every week on Wednesday. As long as Pastor Tom doesn't shoot me.
I'm not shooting nobody.
He's not shooting today. But in the meantime, we'll give you a call separately off the air and try to counsel you a bit, and then you can listen and call in. And those are good scenarios wanting to lay a good foundation.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We got 30 seconds left.
That's it.
That's it? Are you sure it's 30? Oh, it's 15 now.
Well, no, I'm getting ready to give you the 15 minutes.
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. You call the station. Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number, and whatever one of us needs to get back to you, we'll get back to you.
Absolutely.
Now do I have 15 seconds?
You did.
Did? No, I did. What do I have now? I got fingers up in the air going away quickly, and I'm down to 5. Hey, folks, thank you so much, and until next week.
Yes, God bless you all.
Okay. You've been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, and Michael Paulus with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-678-7725.